USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As states continue to work to enact their coronavirus vaccination plans, President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to release all available vaccines when he gets into office. The Trump administration has held back the second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, saying it's necessary to guard against any manufacturing issues. Experts have criticized Biden's plans, saying that it could put timely delivery of those second doses at risk. Dr. Norman Baylor is a former official with the Food and Drug Administration, and he tells CNN that a lack of certainty of how long protection with the first dose lasts could create a problem for those waiting on a second shot.
It's risky because you don't know the duration of protection. So you have this population with one dose. You don't know how long that's going to last. So you have to hedge your bet, and you have to know, do I have vaccine coming? Do I have vaccine? Will I have vaccine available at that 21 days?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account after what they called a risk to further incitement of violence. Congressman Tom McClintock disagrees, saying that allowing corporations to be gatekeepers of speech is dangerous. The California Republican tells Fox News that banning the president could be a step towards the loss of free speech.
The reason is because words and thoughts can be countered by better words and thoughts. That's why we have a First Amendment. What we're hearing now is something fundamentally different. It's to set up government or corporate officials to decide what speech is acceptable and what is not. That's a very dangerous power that can quickly become abused. The president did not call on these rioters to break into the Capitol and to impede the Congress's work. He gave a very fiery speech. I thought it showed very poor judgment, but it was no more fiery a speech than what we're hearing from the Democrats now, freedom of speech. And the moment we begin punishing that or censoring that, we've lost our First Amendment, and we may never get it back.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
It appears that the Senate will soon be an even more contentious place, with seats now split at 50-50 and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris the tie-breaking vote. Former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott says the Senate is a difficult enough place to run normally without it being split right down the middle. The Mississippi Republican tells Fox News that he was able to get things done because of his ability to work with the minority leader.
It's a tough place to run, and it's especially a challenge when it's 50-50. Well, that's only happened, I think, this will be the fourth time in the history of the country. I studied what happened in the 1950s, and it was ugly. They couldn't agree on the rules in 5 months. They basically did nothing. So I had the advantage of having a friend that was the Democratic leader, Tom Daschle. I respected him, and I trusted him. And I called him and said, we got to try to work this out. So we sat down. It did take some time to get it done. Not everybody in our conferences agree with what we did, but basically we set it up where it was going to be equally divided. The committee memberships, the funds, the ratios, how you deal with a tie vote. You could take to the floor of the Senate on a tie vote. Either Tom Daschle or either one of us could do it. So we got a lot done. Now, I'm not sure with the atmosphere in Washington right now how many people really want to get the right things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.